Nearly 3 out of 4 hotel operators, they are saying that these disruptions are hurting their top line sales. We want to get more on this from the AHLA president and CEO, Chip Rogers. And Chip, thank you for joining us here today. Let me begin with some of your findings. How bad is it? Under how much pressure are some of these hotels and the hotel operators?
Depends on where you are, but as an industry, the hits just keep on coming. You have, of course, the on-again, off-again surges that really dictate people's travel plans. You've got the incredible labor shortages that we've never seen before. And now you layer on top of all of this, the supply chain challenges. So even when you do have labor there to clean the rooms, in some cases, you can't even get the supplies to do so, which means some of the hotels that would normally be at much higher occupancy rates are having to artificially pull back and close off sections of rooms because they don't have the labor or the supplies to take care of those rooms.
And, you know, how much of a impact is labor shortages having on the industry? Because it's always been a hard spot to sort of fill and retain jobs. But during the pandemic, so many people fled, very hard to get them to come back in. What can be done to help retain them? I know there's a national campaign that you're kicking off next year to try and address that issue.
Yeah, we really want to point out to people that hospitality and a career in hospitality can be amazing for anybody. First of all, if you just want to start a new job and then you plan to go somewhere else in our economy, there's no better skill set to learn than hospitality because you learn how to serve other people, relate to other people. And if you look at where the American workforce is, so many of them have worked in hospitality at some point. But we're really looking at this more as a career. What can you do starting off at the very bottom in our industry and how far can you go? Well, you can go to the very top and the earnings are significant. And so we're really over the next couple of years going to be highlighting what a career in hospitality means. There's never a dull day. There's never 2 days that are the same. And you can really have a job that is both personally and financially rewarding.
Let me follow up on that. How does somebody break into the industry then, and what can they expect when they enter it?
Well, there's all sorts of openings right now. So if anyone was even thinking about it, now is the best time, no question about it. But anywhere from managing other people, you front desk work, housekeeping, but things like marketing and communications and events, food and beverage. I mean, there are hundreds of jobs in and around hotels, even back office things like accounting and things like that. So there are things that don't typically come to mind when you think about hospitality. But right now, because of what has happened to our industry over the last 2 years, the opportunities are almost endless. Every single hotel and hotel company that I know is hiring right now.
Chip, you know, today is one of the busiest travel days of the year. And we've seen the TSA saying, you know, more than 2 million people traveling per day during this holiday season. And I'm wondering how much of an impact, I know it's hard to tell initially, do you think Omicron is going to have on immediate hotel stays and then moving out into the future? And then how does that also impact going forward into next year, sort of trying to get corporate travelers to come back and then, you know, international tourists coming back as well?
Wow, really good question there, because this is really important. So right now, because most travel is leisure travel, the time from when someone books a hotel to when they stay in that hotel is very short, much different than business travelers. And so we're not seeing much of a drop off on the leisure travel side. And the news yesterday out of the UK and South Africa about the fact that Omicron is 50 to 70% less likely to put you in the hospital. That's really good news. I think where the challenge is that we've been waiting for just after New Year for a lot of our urban city centers to open up again. And when I say open up, that means the white collar jobs that are typically found in urban city centers that creates that type of business travel. That's what we've been waiting on. That's what we've missed for the last 2 years. And that's what we desperately need. So our fear is that employers will perhaps jump the gun here and make decisions to once again not reopen those offices. And that's going to be devastating to those local urban city center economies. And I would also caution that, you know, when we talk about Omicron, about it being less impactful from a health standpoint, it's also important to look at what has happened in South Africa and how quickly the cases went up and how quickly they've already suddenly become coming down, which is an indication to those who are making these type of decisions. Don't jump too quick about, you know, canceling events or stopping people from coming back to the office, because this curve may go up and down rather quickly.